Father, you bless your people this morning. Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, by the abundance of your word. Let your anointing destroy every yoke. Every yoke, whether it be spiritual, physical, or financial. Father, you destroy it. We don't want them tore down. We don't want them broken. But we want them destroyed. Father, we thank you for strength. We thank you for your blessings. And we give you honor and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you missed the Bible study yesterday, you missed it. Because you will probably never hear me teach on a Sunday morning what I teach in that Bible study. You need to get there. Amen. In the 11th verse, it says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. This is all about the love of God. It's time that the love of God began to be spread abroad. But in order to show forth the love of God, we've got to do what? We've got to grow up. Amen. We've got to become mature believers and mature Christians. It says, when I was a child, the word child is translated here, when I was simple-minded, when I didn't understand, I spake as a child. I did words. I was disobedient. I didn't do what God called me to do. I understood, or I went by my feelings and I went by my emotions on whether or not or how I would serve God. I went by my feelings on whether or not I would love or I would care or have understanding. I went by my emotions on whether or not I would have compassion or I would have peace or joy in my life. I went through by my emotions or by my feelings. I let that determine how I serve my God. We can no longer allow our feelings and our emotions to dictate to us how we serve God. We've got to serve him in truth. They say they worship him in spirit and in truth, for they shall be the sons of God. We want to be the sons of God. We want to be the adult sons of God. Sons of God. I want to be called a son of God. Because if you're called a son of God, that means that they can actually see the character of God in you. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I even thought as a child, amen. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, the word thought means reason. I reasoned as a child. Because I didn't obey the things that God had put up on my heart to do, I began to speak those things that were not certain. I spoke those things that were not sure because I wasn't sure of who I was in God. We're in a day and a time when we have to have understanding and be sure of who we are in God. Be sure of our callings. Be sure that we've been chosen. Be sure that we've been selected for this. Be sure who we are, that we might stand up and proclaim this to be the acceptable day of the Lord. This is an hour when we have to move into a spirit of jubilee so that we can share forth the very power, the very glory, and the very power of God. The world is looking for someone that's going to stand up and proclaim with their life that Jesus is Lord. The world is looking for someone that's going to stand up and proclaim with their life that he's a healer. The world is looking for someone that's going to stand up with their life and proclaim that he's a way maker. The world is waiting and looking for someone that's going to stand up and proclaim with their life that he is still a deliverer. They are looking and searching for someone that they can call real, someone that has faith, someone that's anointed to do the will of God. They are searching and looking. And I keep saying the world, but I'm actually talking about the church. Somebody is looking. For now we see, hallelujah, glory to God. Now we see. The word see meaning having the power to see beyond that which you can actually see with your natural eye. We're looking past the natural and we're seeing those things which are not, and we're calling them the way we want them to become. We see. You can see through a glass darkly because now you're looking through the eyes of God. You're no longer looking with your own eyes. You're no longer using your own perception, but you're moving by the Spirit of the living God. We have allowed our own perception and our own thoughts and our own ideas and our own reasoning to put us into a place where we see things we ought not see. We hear things we should not hear. Ah, you don't hear me this morning. We ought to put ourselves in a place where we don't have to hear that stuff that separates us from God. Excuse me. But we see through this glass darkly. The word darkly says means the word where it is no longer a riddle. See, once you grow up, the word of God and the things of God are no longer a riddle to you. It's a riddle to most folks. It's a riddle to most folks, Rev, that you're supposed to love folks that hate you. It's like telling a riddle. It's a riddle to most folks that you're supposed to pray for those folks that despitefully use you. It's a riddle because they think it's a joke. It's a reality. God is looking for a people that's going to demonstrate the character of himself. You know what? I want the love of God in my life. I want the love of God. You can be rich. You can be so intelligent you don't know what to do with yourself. But if you don't have the love of God, when Jesus comes back for his church, he's not going to recognize you. What good does it do to be saved 30 and 40 years and for Jesus to come back and say, I don't know you? Because he can look into your life and don't see the love of God. I'm sure there are folks persecuting you, folks afflicting you, folks coming against you, and you just like to slap them upside the head and going about your way. But that ain't what God is calling us to do. God is calling us to love them. Love conquers a multitude of. Amen. So that's what we have to walk in. We have to walk in love. But we can't walk in the love of God if we stay children. How many understand what I'm saying? When we were children, we used to just fight for nothing. He's come. John said this about you. That was a fight. Back then, we fought girls too. It didn't matter. Because they was a little bit tougher than we were. Hey, Susie said your mama was this. I'm going to find Susie. Because my mindset was that of a child. You can't talk about my mama and get away with it. It's a lot of y'all sitting out there today. Can't nobody talk about your mama and get away with it. If you don't believe it, pick somebody. Let us call the police first. Amen. But it's time for us to grow up and mature into the stature that God wants us to mature in. You have to do it on your own. You've got to see through this glass. You've got to understand that it's not a riddle, but that it's the glory of God. And you've got to see it face to face. I like this part because it says, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. What is he saying? But then I shall understand God even as I am understood. I want to understand God the way I want him to understand me. How many understand me? I want God to understand who I am. Folks say it don't matter. It does matter. It matters because if he understands who you are, then he has the ability to transform you and renew you through your mind. Amen. But he can't do nothing if you double-minded. I better stop talking about children. There's a lot of young people in here. I don't want them catching me outside. Because I can't run. Now I know. But see, but the most important thing about this is that it's now about it. I understand that I'm no longer a child, but now I'm a man. Or I'm a woman. There's no, you know, in God. So we're talking about sons or people of God, grown up in God. I know now, I know that the love of God is greater than my circumstance. I know that the love of God is greater than my problem. I know that the love of God is greater than my situation. I know that the love of God is greater than my sickness. I know that the love of God is greater than what's going on in my mind, in my heart, in my family. I know that the love of God is greater than my circumstance. I know that the love of God is greater than my trial. I know that the love of God is greater than my trial or tribulation. I understand that the love of God is greater because I understand that it was through the love of God that I was able to get saved. I understand that it was through the love of God that I was able to get delivered. I understand that it was through the love of God that I now have strength in my body. It's through the love of God that I have power to get well. It's through the love of God that I have power to have peace in my mind. We have to understand it's power in God's love. There's authority in God's love. There's dominion in God's love. So that's what I want. I want the love of God. I want it to manifest in my life. I want it to manifest in my mind, and I want it to manifest through my body so that somebody might know that this is the acceptable year of the Lord, because we're walking in love, we're talking in love, we're believing in love, and we're praying in love. Oh my God, hallelujah. You see, it says, now abide in faith, hope, and charity. It says these three, though, but the greatest of these is charity. Oh, my God. Oh, I forget this. It said, now abideth what? Faith. Then what? Then what? But the greatest is charity. Why? The reason the love is the greatest, because everything flows out of love. Faith flows out of love. How many understand that? Hope flows up out of love. Peace comes out of love. Hallelujah. Healing comes out of love. Deliverance and salvation comes out of love. Well, how can you say that? Because Jesus is love. And we know that our peace came from Jesus. We know our joy comes from Jesus. We know our healing comes from Jesus. We know our deliverance comes from Jesus. We know that everything we have need of comes from Jesus. So since it comes from him, we know that we've got to manifest the nature and the character of Jesus so that the love of God will flow forth out of us. Don't you know God created the heavens and the earth out of love? God created man out of love. God created the fish in the sea out of love. Everything he created out of love. When he created man, man was his love. Love creation. We fell away from that, and we've been running from it ever since. Why? Because when you love the way God wants you to love, folks assume that you're weak. They assume that you're chicken, but you're really not. But I got news for you. If you love the way God wants you to love, God will fight your battle for you. God will intervene for you. God will do miracles for you. God will deliver for you. But you got to stand on the word of God. You got to stop reasoning within yourself why you're going through. Reason within yourself why you're sick. Reason within yourself why you don't have this. Reason within yourself why things ain't going right. Don't worry about it. Just walk in God's love. And if you walk in God's love, what happens is you create an atmosphere around you where God can move in. Yeah. Hallelujah. You want to see how much God you got in you? Find somebody you know hates you and love on them. That's how you find out how much God you got in you. Because they're not going to accept your love. They're going to call you everything but a child of God. But you keep loving on them. And you keep loving them. And you keep loving them. I guarantee you, you'll wear them down. You can wear them down. Because the greatest of all of that is charity. It's the love of God. And see, I like the way they use the word charity. It's a play with words. Because love produces charity. Charity is when you do what? You give of yourself. When you walk in the love of God, you're willing to give of yourself. The Bible said, man has to lay down his life for his brother, but we have a problem with trying to figure out who our brother is. I'm glad you got that up there, Nisi. We're trying to figure out who our brothers are. Don't you know you can't pick them? You can't pick your brother. Well, who is my brother? Ask yourself, who is my brother? That one that don't like you. That one is always, your ear be burning all the time because they talking about you. That one that's persecuting you. That's your brother. It's easy to love on folks that love you back. That don't make you do commitment. The world is waiting on us. The world is waiting on us. You know what? We're going to have to become some crack cocaine for some of these folks. That's the only way they're going to get delivered. If we become what they need. But you will never become what they need until you learn to have the love of God in your life. Baby, the love of God will push you. It'll make you think you're crazy sometimes. You'll be asking yourself, why'd I do that? I can't stand them. Why'd I do that? Because there's something on the inside of you that has control of your life. There's something down deep in your spirit that has victory in you. There's something down deep in your soul that tells you you've got to do what you need to do for God. There's something deep down in your soul that has power and has authority, and it's called Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. Love never fails. Love never fails. Like the rivers that run deep from the sun. Love never fails. Love never fails. For it is Jesus I know who gave us this soul. Love never fails. 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 Everything may fail around you, but love will never let you down. Love will never fail you. Love will never forget who you are. Love will never remember to give you. Love will never forget to heal you. Love will never forget to deliver you. Love will never help forget to strengthen you. Love will never forget to encourage you. Love will never forget to build you up. Love will never forget to encourage you. Love will never forget to bring forth joy in your life. Love will never forget. Why? Because God can't forget. God don't forget. God don't forget. God don't forget. God don't forget. But God loves with undying love. God loves. We want to love conditionally. God is unconditional. And we got to understand that if you want to be, we used to say we want to be like Jesus until we found out that it's going to cost you something. We want to be like Jesus until we found out it meant you had to give up a lot. We wanted to be like Jesus until you found out you had to put up with people. You wanted to be like Jesus until you found out it was going to cost your pocket. You wanted to be like Jesus until you found out you were going to have to pray through. You know, that's when you found out that you had to go through hell sometimes. When you found out that you're going to be shut up in the fiery furnace every now and then, we could care less now. I don't know about you, but I'm determined. I'm going all the way with God. I'm going all the way with God. Amen. If it costs me everything, I'm determined that I'm going with Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know if you've ever been healed of anything. I don't know if God has ever protected you from anything. I don't know if God has ever raised you up from anything. I don't know if God's ever given you peace from anything. I don't know if God's ever given you joy down in your soul. I don't know if God's ever done anything for you. But I found out that what he's done for me, it's worth my while to stay with him. Amen. It's worth my while to stay with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hamashata. Hallelujah. I found out what it's like, the love of God. You know, when I was going through that therapy years back, when I had that prostate cancer, and I was going through that therapy, and God said, you just keep it moving. Don't you stop. And I preached on Wednesday morning. God said, you just keep going. I found out that it was the love of God that was keeping me. It was the love of God that was giving me strength. It was the love of God that was empowering me to do the will of God and to do the desire of God. You know what? When they tested my leg, I went to get it checked out this week, and they looked at it, and the man looked at it, and the doctor, he screamed. He's like, oh my God. So I said, man, don't be doing that. He got this big needle out. Now, I can deal with little needles, Brother Little John, but he got this big one out. And I was going, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sound like Brother Danny Davis. I was going, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I said, I wish Sherry's back here with me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he jammed it in my knee, and he started pulling stuff out of my knee. It was some nasty looking stuff. He pulled out one vial. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm Bob sweating to death back here. He said, I hear you calling on God. I said, yeah. I'm going to keep calling on him till you get done. He said, I don't have a problem with that. I'm still calling on Jesus. He go back in my knee a second time. And he gets another vial of stuff. I said, is that it? No, nope, I'm going back in again. He go back in again, and he gets a half a vial. So he got 2.5 vials of stuff off of my knee that came from arthritis. Amen. So I'm like, most folks would be upset, but I'm excited. Because then he said, you know what, Rev? Let me tell you, you don't have cancer in your knee. Ah, oh, my God, I thank you. I said, love never fails. Love never lets you down. Love will always keep you. Love will always protect you. So guess what? If you get this kind of love in your life, it'll be in your blood. You get this kind of love in your life, it'll be in your mind. You get this kind of blood in your life, it'll keep you healed. It'll bring you forth. It'll keep you happy. My God. Hallelujah. I want this kind of love. I need this kind of love in me. Amen. Because I can be mean. I need the love of God. If you're praying for this kind of love, I want you to come stand across the front real quick. But you remember, before you take that step, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. But it'll work out to your benefit. It'll work out to your benefit. Word of God speak, would you fall down like rain? Washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak, would you fall down like rain? Washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speak. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God, as we stand, Lord God, wanting the love that is unconditional in our lives, so we can love those, Lord God, that most folks don't want to be bothered with, so we can love those, Father, that are hurting, those that are broken. Father, so we can love those, Lord God, that have afflicted us, have persecuted us. Because we know that it's in your love, Father, that there's healing, there's deliverance in your love, there's power in your love. So, Father, use us for your glory. Let us become your love creation, that through us you might create an atmosphere of love that might bring forth healing and deliverance in the lives of those that have a need. Father, we're all ministers of the gospel, whether we're preachers or apostles or pastors or teachers or evangelists, we're all ministers of your gospel in one form or another. So you use us, Father. Prepare us to do great things. Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus, we're ready to do the work. Lord God, we're ready to become soul winners. Lord God, because we know that's what the love of God does. It wins souls. So, Father, as I anoint your people this morning, prepare them for this great day. I'm not going to say that great day, but I'm going to say this great day. Because, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, the latter house would be greater than the former. And we are that latter house. So, Father, manifest yourself in us like never before. Bring forth that glory. Bring forth that we have need of. Father, I praise you right now. I glorify you for being King of Kings and being our Lord of Lords. Use me, Father, as I anoint your people, Father, to bring them forth in that love and in that power. Father, we decree it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, word of God, speak. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the situation that's in her life. Lord God, that's trying to bind up her thoughts, bind up her peace and steal her joy. But Father, in the name of Jesus, the power of the love of God is manifesting itself even now, Lord God, that she might go through this, Lord God, with victory. Lord God, because where there's no trial, there's no victory. But Father, you're going to prepare her mind. You're going to prepare her heart. And love's going to win out, Father. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hey, Lord, touch her body right now. Hey, let love minister to this body. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The word of God speak. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority and dominion right now. The healing power of God, the love of God, Lord God, shall overwhelm this. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hit my shit. Right now, Father. Father, I thank you right now for moving by your spirit. Healing is your bread, Father. I thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Word of God, speak to him, Lord, like never before. Reveal yourself, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Your
word of God speak. Will you fall down like rain? Protect him while he's away, Father. Keep him, Lord God. Hit my shit day. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, down to the lower part of her back. Lord God, I thank you right now. You're a healing Father. You're a healing Father. Lord God, touch her, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lamb of God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, let love, Lord, let love, Lord, let love, Lord, let your love, Lord, let your love, Lord, let your love.